The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. Today, the 7th of April, 2022 and 7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. So many number ones over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay. Okay, and for all the people that were complaining, it is okay, not complaining, but telling us, you know, the streaming's back up, the FM's back up. I got people up on the mountain up there. What's the name of that mountain?
South Fork, I thought.
South Fork. Got people up there. And what happened was the internet was off. We don't know why. It just went off, and then it all went back on again. I wonder if it had anything to do with... Could have been down here. I'm not sure. But we're having an engineer meeting this morning, trust me, right after the show. Okay, good morning. Hi, Trish.
Hi, it's 54 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a sunny day, a high of 92 and a low of 58 on Friday. Becoming sunny, it's already sunny. High of 88 and a low of 49. And on Saturday, sunny and breezy. A high of 74, Saturday night, a low of 44. On Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 79 and a low of 45. Monday, wow, cooling down a little at 62. A chance of rain before 5 a.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow. Partly cloudy with a low around 39. That really can't be happening. Rain and snow and 62 and 91. And
you know, it's supposed to be what, 94 today?
92.
Well, it only got up to about 85 yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, the weather is just whatever you get, but conserve water and watch fire danger. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Well, my morning started off with no internet up on South Fork. The streamer was down. So I just went in there and was a total ogre to everybody. So, hey, Sue, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Well, you know what? Why does the internet go off? And so I send somebody all the way up to South Fork. You know, that's like an hour. Because it's not an hour if you just look at the distance. It's an hour when you get on that damn road.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's burnt over, culverts, everything out there. And he gets up there, and he says, sends back messages, internet's off. And then Jared's in here. Sue's busy doing the news. I send Jared in there, so he completely resets. You know, he unplugs the streamer, gets that going, and the internet comes up. Coincidence? I don't know.
Well, you know, the internet
makes me crazy, though.
And you've got to, I mean, it makes you crazy when it happens to your computer, your setup at home. But when you've got a whole radio station you're running and the whole thing goes down because the internet goes off, yeah, it's got to be a little frustrating.
Well, we make sure we pay our bills. Well, now our provider, Shasta Beam, has been sending us messages. They're saying, you know, they're expanding their service, but they're having problems from the big carriers getting enough bandwidth.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if we've got... We're having an engineer meeting today at 9:05, so let them try to explain it. But they get halfway into it when they start talking diodes and stuff, and my eyes roll up. Yeah. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Hey, we broadcast, and we were on the air, the K candidates forum last night. I don't know if you listened, but it should be up on our webpage, and I'll be looking for it. But we had Kevin Cry, Aaron Reznor, and Kimberly Wolvers.
I just clicked on it on the website. It is up.
It's up?
Yep.
And is it linked?
Well,
just because it's on there doesn't mean it's linked.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm...
We're on. Okay, so we broadcast the whole thing. Jake Mangus did a wonderful job. We had a full turnout there. I mean, every chair had a seat, or every chair, yeah, had a bottom in it. And then there were people standing around.
Perfect.
Also, it was well run. It was polite, but the gloves came off, and there were some sparks flying. The audience was really good. You know, they applauded. You know, they applauded for
they
you know,
were interactive,
the things, yeah,
but
they
not
were interactive,
rude.
But not rude. It was really good that way.
You know, Carl, I'm so excited that there's a lot of this going on. What am I'm trying to be very diplomatic about the way I say this. For the public to be fully informed, the forums need to have all of the candidates for the seats running. When they put out literature that says, meet the candidates for office, and there's a lot of these going on that in fact are slates. They're not inviting all of the candidates for all of the offices.
Right.
And that's misleading to the public because the public is unaware. And then there's an impression given that the people who are not there, who are running for those seats, are not willing to come. And that is not the case.
No, they're just not invited.
They're not invited.
Yeah, you're right.
Certain
there's
people
a difference
are being
between,
invited, and certain people are not invited. So they're presenting a slate of officers supported by that group. And if that's what they're doing, they need to say that.
They had another, they called it forum last night.
Oh, they're having them all over.
Out at the golf course, one of the golf courses. And it was Stephanie Bridget and Mike Johnson. They called it a forum. But I don't know if their opponents were there.
Or invited. That's
or invited.
Now, if you're gonna have a meet and greet.
If you invite somebody.
If you're gonna have a meet and greet these candidates, that's one thing.
Yes.
But when you profess to be having a forum, meet the candidates for office.
Yes. No, I
that's
agree.
That's a whole
I,
different thing.
I
it's
agree.
A misconception.
I agree.
We've
1,000%.
All of the candidates can go out and do meet and greets on their own with anybody they want
or fundraisers. And you can get people together. But
exactly.
If it's a forum means they're all there. They are all
there. They've all been invited.
Or at least they've all been invited. You're
that's
right.
Exactly right.
Because sometimes they don't show up.
And that's exactly true.
Yep.
But the impression given and is that, and I kind of, and they're, you know, well, everybody's invited. Well, nobody's invited. The people just show up. That's not true. These are slates. They're inviting certain people. They're out there. I just think the public needs to be aware. And if they want to go and listen, I applaud it. I want everybody to listen to every candidate, every opportunity they have. But know the facts. Know that certain people were invited. Other people were not invited to partake.
Well, I know one thing.
What?
You must have had a great night's sleep last night.
I did.
Came out firing on all cylinders there.
I did have a great night's sleep.
Well, you know what? Last night I did too. You know, it's been several weeks of going, you know, all weekend long.
Since like January 1?
Yeah, something like that. No, there's actually been a couple of weekends I got off, but I'm not sure how, you know, getting off is. I mean, it's just kind of like, you lay in bed, and you go, I don't have to get up. And then you get up, and anyway. But sleep number bed. If you use, you know, it's a proven fact, and you have a sleep number bed, you get 100 more hours a year of quality sleep. And you say, well, that doesn't seem like a lot. But think about it. 100 hours of quality sleep. You start your day off after a good night's sleep. The whole day starts off better. I woke up this morning at 6 o'clock. And I mean, just ding, eyes went open. And I realized that I probably hadn't moved a lot during the night because I have found the perfect sleep setting. My sleep number setting is 60. And it, for three nights, or see, you got back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, three nights in a row, it was just perfect. Now, it's good the other nights, but this last three nights were just perfect sleep.
Do you know, it, when you've been gone, Carl, the sleep number setting bed makes a difference.
Oh, gosh.
My number is 55 fairly consistently. And when I travel or when I'm gone, the first few nights back in my own bed with the sleep number setting at 55, all the difference in the world. I just sleep like a baby. And I don't really move around much at night. I get comfortable. I'm socked in. And my Fitbit watch tells me that because it registers how you sleep. And if you can tell the difference.
And if you have a Sleep Number 360 bed and you're in, you know, you've got that app going, it'll tell you how, you know, you're tossing and turning.
Exactly.
You know, it'll even get into your breathing and things. So, anyway, Sleep Number, but why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every day, great day starts with a great night's sleep. And now you can save up to $800 on your select Sleep Number 360 smart bed for a limited time. Only at our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Go on in there. You won't be sorry. Or go to sleepnumber.com. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. And let's talk a little bit about the forum and a couple other things when we get back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes. We do little dishes. We do internet dishes. We even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, We strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Monday through Friday, we have Free Fire Radio. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday is Carl Bott and Linda Bott. And on Thursdays, it's Carl and Trish. We love that.
And I love Thursday mornings. You know, it gives me an opportunity to catch up on what's going on in the county and the people keep me current.
Keep you current. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only area hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. TAVR valve replacement. You can get your valve replaced in your heart, be up that afternoon, and home the next day, as opposed to having your chest cracked open like they used to. So many things are going on at Shasta Regional Medical Center that are good for the community, great for the community. That's healing starts here, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, last night at the forum, and we were talking about it, and, you know, before you got off into the,
exactly,
there's forums and there's not forums. And but here's the thing. It was filled up with people. You can hear it on our, just go to our website, KCNR1460.com. You can listen to it if you weren't there last night. The gloves came off early. And, between, Kevin Cry and Aaron Reznor. Kimberly Vollmers was sitting between them. I kind of thought of her as Switzerland. You know, and she's kind of looking at both of them when this is going on. And then, but there were a lot of points made last night I think everybody made some good points. I did discuss the fact when they talk about the morale at the county, and morale's down.
When
there's people being, the chance of being fired, morale, and then everybody thinks, well, you know, is that everybody? They asked a question which had to do with leadership, and not one of them addressed leadership. They didn't really address leadership. That the fact that the leadership starts with the Board of Supervisors. Okay, we don't need to act like a bunch of kindergartners out there. We need to act as adults that disagree. If I disagree with Supervisor X 90% of the time, but 10% of the time, we're on the same page. I'm just saying that. But even if I disagree for 90% of the time, there's got to be a way as leaders to, you know, okay, I see this, but what about this? And give and take, give and take, give and take, until we keep moving forward, though. Moving forward, moving forward. But then that leadership has to then be passed to Matt Pontus. And then Matt has to then pass that through down to his department heads. You have to have everybody buying in. You have to have that sense of what you're doing, whether you are dumping the trash or you're making decisions on what's being built in our county. It's got to be that everybody is, yeah, I understand this. Let's move forward. And it's not happening.
Well, and that's what happens when you're not sharing all of the information in these staff reports, when things are being done on the consent calendar and all of the process is not being aired in the public. And that's exactly what has been happening. The perception is that this board of supervisors is doing what the CAO or the staff people tell them. They're not having those open discussions in the boardroom, have not been having them for some time, which is where all this started. They're just making decrees and walking away or not interacting with the public. And what you're absolutely right. What has to happen is the five people at the top have to have the discussion. They have to give direction to the CEO as to where they want to go with it. The staff brings back their recommendation. The board has their discussion, agrees to disagrees, takes the vote. Once the vote is taken, whether it's a 3-2 vote or a 4-1 vote or a 5-0 vote, the decision is made. It's done. You move forward with the decision. You do not continue to bring up the other stuff. But then you give that direction to the CEO. He gives it to the staff person that's responsible for it, and you implement it and move on.
There you go. Now, the other part about leadership is you want to give as much information, just like you're talking about. You want the people to have this feeling is that they're part of the decision making, that you're listening to them from the trash emptier to the head of the department. You're listening to them. But here's the other thing. There are, you know, once people have bought into this, have feel this esprit de corps, that's, you know, that's what I, term I use, then you, sometimes you won't be able to explain it to them. You don't have time or there's something, whatever it is, but they trust you to say that, hey, we're still moving in this direction. You appreciate what I'm doing and we move forward.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody has to, you know, has to buy in. They have to trust their leadership because you can't pay people enough money to go into Fallujah or Ramadi, into the teeth of death. And it is the teeth of death. They have to trust their leadership, that their leadership is there with them, that their leaders are not going to make decisions that are going to harm them, that they are cared about by their leadership. And nobody addressed that last night. And because, you know, frankly, I think that our elected leaders need classes.
Yes, they do.
On leadership.
And I'm going to tell you something. There used to be a group that did that.
Well, I, you know what, I'm not saying it's me, but I gave a talk about leadership. And I had another organization from the coast over in Humboldt County called me and said, would you mind giving that to our people? And I was more than happy to do that, about leadership, about the similarities of military leadership in combat and business and in government.
Mm-hmm.
And the and there, you know, you can they're out there, but our leaders should go through at least once a year, probably twice, but once a year, on leadership techniques, how to lead. Just because you're elected doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that you know how to lead. It means you know, you make a good speech or something like this. But how do you lead effectively? It would do our city, our county, our state. It for sure would help in the nationals that they get training on leadership. I'm not, you know, it's the ethical side, the taking care of your people, the buying in, the whole thing about being an effective leader. And most politicians have no concept.
And then from the public side of that, we want to know, because you go in, they get a staff report that says, do X, Y, and Z. They go, I make a motion to do X, Y, Z. I second it. Okay, we're going to do X, Y, Z, and we're done. Now, there's no background.
Nothing.
There's no there. Okay, so what they need to know before they give the recommendation of X, Y, Z is this is what we're trying to solve. This is what we looked at. These are the things we discounted. These are the things that we wouldn't work because. And so our recommendation based on all of that information, all of that research, all of that stuff is this because. And then the board goes, well, what about did you look at? What, you know, this and that. How about if we did? And they air that all out in public where people can see a lot of thought has been given into this decision. Then you make the decision and you have public buy-in because they know where you've been with it.
Yep. And
that has not been happening. And I would say at the city of Reading, it's not been happening at the county.
For sure it's just not happening.
This is what we're doing. Accepted it. And that's it.
You can't do that.
Can't do it.
And then you wonder why people were so angry. I understand perfectly why
the movement started.
I understand perfectly why that recall movement started.
Absolutely.
Because of a lack of real leadership at that board of supervisors level. There was a lack, you know, that wasn't explained. Nobody felt like, hey, they care. And you can say, well, we could have done, we tried to tell them, we showed them. No, there's much more to it than that. The recall was brought on not by a bunch of crazy people, but because of things that happened in our county.
That's right.
And, the fact is that it's going to continue to go on. It's not going to get any different. You can keep electing different people, but you know what everybody says? We keep electing people, but the same thing keeps happening.
You can't keep doing the same thing and expect different results.
Okay. We're ready to take a break now. and somebody said, okay, now here's a good example right here. In the chat room. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Who sounded the best at supervisor's discussion last night? And, and then the answer depends, swamp, non-swamp, and, in between. And I'm sitting here when he typed this, and this is a bright guy. When he typed it, if he just moved his eyes over like 2 inches, you'll see it's candidates for supervisor form, 1st District, April 6, 2022. If you click on it, you can listen to it. So my response was, you can listen to it on our website. Make your own decision. You listen to it. Don't wait for me to tell you who sounded the best. I'm not going to tell you that. I sat there through the whole thing. I had my own thoughts. I took my notes. But, because it's 1st District, that's where I live. I'm not going to tell you what it sounded like. Get on there and listen to it.
I just want, that's the one more point I want to make. Don't make your decision based on who else is supporting them, what anybody else says, where they got money from, where they gave money. It's all irrelevant about what kind of an elected official they're going to be. Listen to the candidates. Find out about them individually and then make your decision.
And next Wednesday is District 5. Five people are going to be up there on that. We'll be there again. And let me just say this. Pat Karch did the sound last night. But he also made sure all the microphones were tied into my board. And Jared, you just did a spectacular job, buddy, as usual. But Pat Karch was the maestro out there when it came to electronics. Everything came through. The sound was great. If anybody's sound was just off a little, it was me with the microphone I was using. But everybody else, you could hear every word they said. Okay, hey, if you've been suffering from orthopedic injuries, strains, or sprains, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance and talk to Kevin Elo and Rachel Ling. They have lots of experience in getting people back into shape, back into action. United States Olympic gymnastics team, pro football, college sports, seniors. Rachel is a specialist when it comes to helping seniors get back into shape there. They're located at 3673 Eureka Way. That's the Sunset Shopping Center. Or you can give them a call, 533-5030, 533-5030, and set up an appointment so that they can take a look and start helping you right then. 7:33 in the morning, this is not right. It's not 82 out there. I know it's not 82. It's like 50-something. Okay, we'll be right back.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hot God!
And Cool April Night
is back, April 22nd through May 1st.
It's over a week of classic car fun.
Dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 29th.
And get your tickets now for the big event with up to 2,000 classic cars on display Saturday, April 30th.
It's back, bigger than ever. Don't miss the 31st annual Cool April Night, April 22nd through May 1st.
Get your tickets today at any of the 8 Napa Auto Parts locations.
For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Tickets for the big show on sale now at any of the 8 Napa Auto Parts stores for $8 pre-sale and $10 at the door. And new this year, for $25, get your all-access wristband that gets you into the big show, plus 4 nights of live entertainment at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Sponsored in part by Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, Wind River Resort and Casino, Lithia Chevrolet, and Cresco Equipment. For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Gather your friends and family to share a meal. Seasons inside Wind River Resort and Casino is offering Easter brunch on Sunday, April 17th. Brunch 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. includes carving station with prime rib, baked ham, omelet station, assorted sides and desserts. See the full menu and prices at windriver.com.
Children 5 and under free.
Reservations suggested. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Leave Easter brunch to us and find your moment at the river.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, Thursday, the 7th of April, 7:38 in the morning. And it's going to be a beautiful day going up to like, well, it's going to go up to like 91 today or something like that. I know, I'm already.
I know, yeah.
You know, I've got to get out early to the stables today to get on that horse. I don't want her sweating too much. Hey, this portion of the show, I don't want to be sweating too much. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law. Patrick's going to be on the show tomorrow, but if you're not getting the treatment for a work injury because of a denial, give him a call. He's an expert when it comes to workers' compensation. He's been at work, he worked for the insurance companies in that for a couple of years and realized that he did not like that. So he opened up his own office here in Redding, California. He's a former 101st Air Assault guy, infantryman, former law enforcement officer. I mean, this is a fighter. And if you need some help, if you're not getting the treatment you need, give him a call for a free consultation. He'll talk to you and say, well, this is, you know, it's going along the way it should, so don't worry about it, you know, stay in touch. Or he'll say, nope, you need help. He's got a couple of COVID cases that he's working on. One's a vaccination case. One is another one that COVID's gone on forever with this guy. Anyway, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 today. You know, one of the things in here people are still commenting on is, well, leadership is, you know, the people should do the leading. You know, they do the will of the people. Absolutely. However, if you don't have the leadership techniques, then no matter what the will of the people is, doesn't get done. Even if you want to. You can have the greatest ideas, but you couldn't lead people to a crapper during a diarrhea epidemic. Okay?
Okay.
Well, I mean, just...
It's a little graphic, but okay.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, hey.
Well, one other thing, you know, that about the leadership thing.
Okay.
There's no question, but what I determined while I was an elected official is that getting the population to agree wholeheartedly about anything, you're going to have a third of the people who are going to always agree with you. You're going to have a third of the people that are going to always disagree with you. And there's another third of the people that kind of go back and forth. And you can find that in your own family. I used to say there's three of us in the family. We can't all agree to have what we're going to have for dinner that night. And so you need to be able to work towards a consensus.
Yeah.
And come up with a – it's very difficult.
It's not easy.
To determine the will of the people. Because you go into a board meeting, and I used to point this out all the time. You've looked at a project, and you've talked to people in the community for perhaps, I don't know, maybe 6 months while you're looking at a project that's out there. So you've heard from all segments of the community at that point when you get in there. Now, mm-hmm. The day of the hearing, 9 times out of 10, the people that you're going to get in the boardroom are going to be those that are opposed to it. Those that agree with it, think it's a good project,
mm-hmm.
are not likely to show up in the board meeting.
You're right.
So you're going to sit there, listen to public testimony. Mm-hmm. You might have 50 people, and 40 of them might speak against that. And so the perception in the boardroom is they didn't listen to the people. You have to understand that those 50 people that spoke do not represent the whole public.
No.
They only represent those 50 people that showed up.
That's true.
So that supervisor, that mayor, that city councilman making that decision has a lot more information they've already listened to. They've got a stack of letters. They've got phone calls. They've got emails. Not just what shows up in the boardroom.
And, okay, and my last thought on this is that the fact is that the will of the people, like you said, it's like we listened to First District last night. Reading, mostly Reading. But then 5th District next week. Why is that important for the Reading Chamber of Commerce to put that on? It's because all districts impact on the city of Reading. And the city of Reading being the big dog impacts on all of these districts. And it's important that we have the best people in there representing the whole county. Yes, your own district, of course, but representing what's right for the county.
That's right. Exactly right. Because it impacts the county. The Board of Supervisors impacts every person in the county, whether you live in a city or the unincorporated area.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
We've hit that good.
Okay.
I don't even know where there's. Let's take an early break because I want to talk about Sacramento.
Okay.
And what's going on down there with that shooting. And the impact that this has had. And I want to talk, for people who didn't hear me yesterday, I want to talk about Bill Shuler. Chief Bill Shuler was on. How perfect was that he was on yesterday? Because I want to talk to you about mass shootings. And you know, God forbid it ever happening up here. But this portion of the show, brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial, Judy Maxwell. What a great lady this is. She started her company back in 1993, and she's been helping families and seniors and business owners and veterans. Yeah, guys, she's got a special place in her heart for veterans for all that time. With all the craziness going on in the financial market, do you need a second opinion for your retirement plan or your 401k? Are your dollars going to be there to the end with inflation going the way it is and all these different things? Well, if you give Judy a call at 221-0441, she'll give you a free review and evaluation of your plans. Free. Are you going in the right direction? Or could there be better ways? Maybe it is. Everything is doing great. Well, then you're going to get a thumbs up. But call Judy Maxwell at Maxwell Insurance and Financial or set up an appointment at 1378 Hilltop Drive. 7:44 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Her hair is hollow gold. Her lips are sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Hot cars!
And cool April night
is back, April 22nd through May 1st.
It's over a week of classic car fun.
Dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 29th.
And get your tickets now for the big event with up to 2,000 classic cars on display Saturday, April 30th.
It's back, bigger than ever. Don't miss the 31st annual Cool April Night, April 22nd through May 1st.
Get your tickets today at any of the 8 Napa Auto Parts locations.
For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Tickets for the big show on sale now at any of the 8 Napa Auto Parts stores for $8 pre-sale and $10 at the door. And new this year, for $25, get your all-access wristband that gets you into the big show, plus 4 nights of live entertainment at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Sponsored in part by Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, Wind River Resort and Casino, Lithia Chevrolet, and Cresco Equipment. For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's KOOLAPRILNITES.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Trish Clark and Carl Bott, 7:48 in the morning, today on the 7th of April, 2022, and Quick and Clean Car Wash is bringing us this segment. Spring on over there. Yeah, it's getting to be spring. For savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. Buy 10 and get 3 free. Buy 10, get 3 free. It's a great place to get your car washed. I take my truck down there. It's immaculate when I bring it out of the wash. Really nice people work in there. They take these soft towels and they wipe off my truck. And they do it lovingly.
Yes.
You know, and they're such polite people, good people.
And it's nice and clean to go through there because you go through. You're in and out. You come out. They're all shiny. The windows are clean. Everything is sparkling.
Yeah.
Had mine done yesterday. Makes you feel good.
It does. It makes you feel good.
Car.
Okay. I want to talk about Sacramento. They've arrested a third person in this shooting. Now they're saying it's gang related. Here's the thing. That area down there on 10th and K Street down there is a very active area, bars, clubs, and all this. Now, this happened at 2 in the morning, don't go into it. What were people doing that at 2 in the morning?
The bars are open down there till 2 o'clock in the morning.
The bars are open till 2 in the morning, and it came out. Yeah, there was a fight. Now, I'm not sure if the fight was between the gangs or if it was just a fight down there. But then they started shooting. Three of the people they've arrested are gang members. Two of them are brothers. One of them still in the hospital, who got shot. These are bad guys, my friends. One of them was in jail for 10 years. The DA's office said, do not release this guy early. And they didn't release him then. But 3 months later, they released him.
Yeah, he's been for 10 years. He should still be there.
Yeah. He should still be in jail. Now, it's one thing for gang members to shoot each other. It's another thing for 100 shots to be fired by gang members who none of them legally can own a firearm, and they killed innocent people.
You can't pass a gun law to stop that.
And so now we have to be, we've got to pass all these gun laws. It would make no difference for these guys.
They had them illegally.
Do you actually believe that they went down to a store and bought these guns and bought this ammo? No. They didn't. And if you said, we're going to take all the guns just disappear. Now, you see the amount of fentanyl and illegal people coming across the border and sex trafficking, you don't think guns wouldn't start coming across that border? And then who would own the guns? Felons, gang members, criminals. And yet, for some reason, these idiots down in Sacramento seem to think that, we need to control the guns. You're not going to control the guns with criminals. It's just not going to happen.
The only people you take guns away when you do gun control is from legally owners, law-abiding citizens.
You know what might
that are going to follow your law.
You know what might have prevented that? Smiley was still in jail on his 10-year for a felonious assault, possession of an assault weapon, and beating up his girlfriend because she refused to become a prostitute. Beating, choking, kicking because she refused to become a prostitute. And his brother got the same thing down in Arizona.
Now, if they'd have both been in jail, then this probably would not have
happened. May not have happened. But here's the other thing. I saw another comment from the chief of police down there. Well, we've had problems down there. Then why don't you park a police car at 2 o'clock in the morning, maybe even two police cars, or even start cops walking through that area at 2 in the morning, put a presence down there so they won't start that because there'll be police presence there. You know there's problems. Why not do it? Now, Bill Shuler was on yesterday, and I asked him, what do we do up here? God forbid we have a mass shooting. And his explanation was very concise, and it was good. Every one of the law enforcement agencies up here train under the same SOPs, Highway Patrol, Anderson, Sheriff's Department, Reading Police. If there's if shooting's going on, an active shooter, every agency converges on that. They don't clear an area. They go straight to the shooting, mm-hmm. sounds of the guns. At the same time, they put a protective vest and helmets on the first responders who give medical care. They're escorted in at the same time with the cops. And as the cops are moving down to isolate this, they're giving first aid right then, even though rounds may still be flying. that is a good solution. It's like a combat solution where you're protecting your caregivers and you're stopping the shooting.
Do you know, we had just a bit of a trial of our mass incident, an incident, I don't want to say, a mass accident kind of thing when we had that unfortunate accident a while back where the van went into the child care thing. That was a perfect example of how well our emergency people are trained. There were 16 vehicles on that scene from every agency in this county within 3 minutes. I mean,
they were coming in from all over.
They were coming in from every place in Anderson. I happened to be going down North Street, and I was inundated with every exit, entrance. They were coming from everywhere, and it was in like 3 minutes of the incident.
Well, the other thing, too, is...
So we're well-trained and well-prepared.
That they go in, and, you know, they could link up. It could be a sheriff's department with a highway patrol. Those are the first two there. They go straight to the shooting. The rest of them are coming in and getting giving care to the wounded. God forbid that happens, but as we know, whatever's happening in the South slowly works its way up here. The guy that killed that young man at Taco Bell, and I may have this wrong, but it's either 39 pages or 51 pages of rap sheet. This guy has been in and out of jail. He was in a mental hospital, then released. And he came up to this young man at Taco Bell and stabbed him 4 times. Came up from the side and just stabbed him for no reason. No reason at all. This guy should have been in jail or a mental institution. Probably a jail if he's been arrested that many times. Last night a comment was made that they did a ride-along and they arrested this guy. That was the 24th time since January they've arrested this guy. And you know what? There's something wrong that we can't get our crap together to be able to at least break ground on a new jail here.
And the chief made a good point that you've got 200, 300 people who commit the bulk of the crime.
500 people, he said.
Whatever. How many ever there are that are repeat offenders? And we've got them throughout the county. We've got them through in
95% of the crimes, these same people.
Exactly. You're picking up the same people repeatedly. We've got to figure out a way to put those people behind bars, whether it's in a mental institution, a jail, or what it is, keep them off the streets, and then get down to solving crimes and the other situations we've got. But as long as you've got those same people tying up the system, you're just not getting there.
To me, it's like the border. You want to redo the immigration system, that's fine. But control the border first.
Yeah.
You want to give people help, fine. Control the crime first. Yeah. Put them in jail. Put them in a mental institution. Then we give them the help they need. So they can transition other things. For the ones that want help. Don't want help, keep them off the street.
Get them off the street so that they're not tying up the personnel and the resources, rearresting, tying up the entire system, because it is a countywide system. And if you the police, DA, probation, they all got to work together. They all got to be funded or nothing happens. So,
and that's sometimes people forget that. This is a very much a symbiotic relationship. It's one thing to if we had just instantly tomorrow had a jail that could hold 1,000 people. And we put them in there, unless you beef up the DA, the public defenders, everything that goes along with that, they're just going to, we're going to have to release them because you can only hold them for so long without them being arraigned and all these things.
We had that example a few years back. The city of the city of Reading got a grant that put a whole bunch of cops on the street. And they were out there and they were arresting people right and left. And we kept saying at the county level, whoa, wait a minute. We don't have the district attorney's office to handle that. We don't have the probation. We don't have the jail staff. We don't have all of the things that go with all of those new arrests that are coming in from one agency because they've got money to put cops on the street. It has to be a system-wide effect.
One of the people in the chat room, hey, that takes money to do all this. We've already turned down two or three propositions.
It takes money and it takes guts. You got to move forward and get it done.
Well, here's the thing is, the previous ones included so much stuff. It was so convoluted that people just said, no, there's too much. I don't understand this. A simple proposition that said, we're going to build a jail. That's what it's going to be. Let everything else start catching up after that. And
it might have passed. It would not now.
I think it would pass now if it was just that. But Jones said the other day, you build the hub where you put all the people, you know, you put the hub where everything goes. You leave spots in there to add the technology, and you build one spoke out on that wheel. And you take 200 people off the street, and then as you get more money, you build the next spoke until you finally get it done.
We go back to the people for another tax, Carl, we have to restore confidence in the elected officials in this county. And until you do that, they're not going to pass a tax. I'd take that to the bank.
Okay. We got to take a break for the news. When we come back, Eric Jensen will be joining us, who is a candidate for Shasta County DA.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Jeremy House. Anticipating an even greater surge of illegal aliens crossing into his state from Mexico, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is taking action, steps prompted by President Biden's decision to open the southern border even wider.
The president plans to lift Title 42, which allows for speedy deportation of illegal aliens on public health grounds. In response, Governor Abbott says on Twitter, the state of Texas will begin transporting migrants who have been released from federal custody to Washington, D.C., enhancing vehicle safety inspections at ports of entry, and deploying additional resources to strengthen border security operations. Governor Abbott added on Twitter that he will continue to evaluate threats posed by the end of Title 42, and additional action could be taken. Ken Lorman reporting.
The UN is debating whether to suspend Russia from the World Body's Human Rights Council amid growing evidence of Russian atrocities in Ukraine. The torture and slaughter of thousands of civilians by the Russians has captured the attention of the U.S. Congress.
The vote was near unanimous.
The yeas are 418, the nays are 7.
With that, the U.S. House of Representatives called for a federal government report on evidence of war crimes committed during the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The vote followed growing reports of atrocities in Ukraine in towns around the capital, Kyiv, particularly in Bucha, and new accounts of civilian deaths in the besieged port city of Mariupol.
Correspondent Mike Gracia reporting. Looks like Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is on a glide path to the nation's highest court. The Senate today is expected to confirm Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. Three Republican senators have said they will support Jackson. On Wall Street, the Dow is up, or down, I should say, 196 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash-out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Neville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
President Biden has signed a bill that guarantees 6 days a week mail delivery.
The bipartisan Postal Service Reform Act cleared Congress last month after 12 years of negotiations that took on a new sense of urgency amid complaints about delays and concerns that the agency was running out of money. At a bill signing ceremony, President Biden said the legislation won't solve all the agency's problems, but it protects Saturday deliveries and scraps a requirement that workers' health care benefits be financed ahead of time for the next 75 years.
With this bill, we're repealing the pre-funding mandate and setting the Postal Service on a more sustainable and stable financial footing.
On the same day, the Postal Service announced a proposal to raise rates. If approved, the cost of a first-class forever stamp will go up to 60 cents in July. Jennifer King, Washington.
Once again on Wall Street, the Dow is off 182 points. The NASDAQ is down by nearly 30. News and analysis at townhall.com. Shell says its decision to pull out of Russia in response to the country's invasion of Ukraine has already cost the international energy giant as much as $5 billion. The reduced value of Russian assets, credit losses, and onerous contract terms will cut earnings for the first 3 months of the year by between $4 billion and $5 billion. The estimate is part of an update released before publication of complete first quarter earnings on May 5th. Last month, London-based Shell said it was appalled by the invasion of Ukraine as it announced plans to exit joint ventures with Russian state-owned energy company Gazprom. The World Health Organization says the number of coronavirus cases reported globally has dropped for a second consecutive week, and confirmed COVID-19 deaths also fell last week. It's the latest pandemic report. WHO says 9 million cases were reported. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 7th of April, 2022, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. We never did get our... Is there a national day out there, buddy?
There is. I'm going to name three of the things on here. National Burrito Day, Beer Day, and No Housework Day.
Wait a minute. National Burrito Day, National No Work Day?
No Housework.
No Housework Day, and the third one?
Beer Day.
Beer Day. Why do they put all the good ones on one day?
Well, you can do all three, Carl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a heck of a day.
Wow. Okay, well, we'll know what happens after at 9 o'clock on. Okay, Trish, good morning. And the
good
weather.
Morning. It's 54 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 92, partly cloudy and a low of 58 this evening. On Friday, becoming sunny, a high of 88 and a low of 49. On Saturday, sunny and breezy. Could do without that darn wind. A high of 74 and a low of 44. And on Sunday, cooling down a bit, mostly sunny, a high of 70, a slight chance of rain, a low of 45. And on Monday, a chance of rain, a high of 62. And I like this part specifically. A slight chance of rain after 11, partly cloudy. A chance of rain before 5 a.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow.
Yeah. You live in Shingletown.
You know, who knows? Monday who night, knows? Look out. Could have a little dusting. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, if you go to our website, kcnr1460.com, as many people do to listen or get in the chat room, right in the middle of it, right above KCNR 96.5 logo, you'll see Candidates for Supervisor Forum, 1st District, April 6th, 2022. If you click on that, you can hear last night's forum in its entirety. So
just the three candidates running for District 1. So those of you who live in District 1, you need to find out which district you live in. That's your homework assignment.
That's your first thing.
And then if you live in that district, you need to take the time to listen to this forum and vote for the one that you're most impressed with.
It lasted an hour and a half. And think about the 8 questions that touched on so many things. Next Wednesday, they're going to have District 5. So all of our friends down in District 5, they're going to have all 5 candidates for that. And, again, we will broadcast that and put that up on our website just like we did here. So you can listen to that one if you're in District 5. But even if you're not in District 5, you want to listen to this because every one of those supervisors has an impact on our whole county.
When so every vote like they make impacts every citizen in the county, whether you live in a city or the unincorporated area.
And speaking of elections – with us today, we have Eric Jensen, who has declared his candidacy for the district attorney spot for Shasta County. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning to you.
Okay, Eric, let's start with who Eric Jensen is.
Yes. Born and raised in Orange County, California, the former bastion of conservatism, many of your audience members are probably aware of that. Had B1 Bob Dornan back in the day, was known as being behind the orange curtain when we lived there. My dad was a career law enforcement officer. I was raised in a patriotic home. We love the Constitution, taught to value truth and justice, and we had a good life. I ended up getting married and having four kids, and we wanted a place for our children that was similar to the environment that we grew up in. And we were reading the tea leaves of Orange County and appreciating that there was a change on the horizon. And we were hoping to find a place that shared our values, and Shasta County was it. So we've been here 6 years, very much enjoy the community. We enjoy the sense of patriotism, the value in family, and we just love this town. It's been a real pleasure. So I live out in Palisadro and enjoy the rural community out there. So that's pretty much personally where I come from. Professionally, I've been an attorney for about 20 years. Started my foray in the law at the district attorney's office in Orange County as a law clerk, under the mentorship of probably one of the best prosecutors in the state of California. Has a 64-0 murder conviction rate, a record that will probably never be broken. And I enjoyed that process. My dad was a cop, so it was a natural for me to want to be in law enforcement in some capacity. So when I graduated from law school, it was around the time I was getting married to my wife of 17 years, and really had to make money quickly. So I went into civil law and have been practicing all variety of civil law since. I've done all sorts of things from asbestos cases, defending insurance companies, fighting workers' compensation fraud, et cetera. I was contacted by some people in the local community. They knew my politics. They knew me as an attorney, and they asked me to get involved. And so here I am running now as a candidate for district attorney.
So have you ever run for office before?
Absolutely not. And I would not recommend it necessarily to anybody. It's been an interesting process. It's quite wild.
So what is the district attorney's office doing wrong, in your opinion?
Well, a whole host of things.
Or maybe that's not the right type of question, yeah. But...
What are the things that you see that you would change if you were the district attorney?
I guess that would be a better...
Right. Well, I can first of all tell you that one of the things that stuck out to me immediately was that, and I have to confess, like most people in this town, I wasn't even that conscious of who our district attorney was. I think that if you are a member of the public, and unless you have direct contact with that office, you're not going to be aware of, what they do. I knew what they did, but I wasn't aware of exactly who the players were. I think that there is a lack of interaction with the public, which is something that I would like to change. I think it's important that everybody knows who their district attorney is. I think that there are rural portions of our county that have had almost no contact with the district attorney, and that's unfortunate. So what occurred to me when I started to do the research on this after having been contacted by people who had concerns in the legal community was the lack of information available to the public about the goings-on in the office. If you go on the district attorney's website, what you will see are a handful of press releases about the good work that they do. What you won't find are objectively verifiable metrics, statistics, that could give the public a way to accurately assess their performance. So I come from private practice, and what I have to do to my clients is provide them metrics upon which they can assess my performance. It's just something that everybody in private industry has to do. For whatever reason, our government officials aren't held to the same standards. I think the community needs to know what cases are being prosecuted, what the success rates of those prosecutions are, how long cases have been sitting on the desks of investigators. There's all sorts of metrics that the public would have interest in, And I would make that available to the public on the website. We'd create a dashboard. There are other district attorney's offices doing that. We should have that in Shasta County.
I think, I'm just going to interrupt. I think one of the things that has been derelict in this county over the last several years is that the public is unaware that all of these constitutional offices actually have to be reelected every year. There's never an announcement in the paper that says district attorney, county clerk, treasurer, tax collector, all of these positions, sheriff, run every 4 years. People don't even know
judges,
that happens.
Judges.
Right. All of the judges are up at a certain period of time. We need to know that as the public, that these are out there so people are even aware they could run.
Right. Well, you know, I think that you have a situation right now where every single county officer that is an incumbent has either been appointed or run unopposed. That shows you the lack of attention that these races are garnering in the public. You know, and I am pleased. One of the things that I feel most privileged about is that I am giving the community of Shasta County the opportunity, a choice that they've never had before.
Not in a while.
Well, in respect to this particular office, the current district attorney was appointed by the Board of Supervisors. She ran unopposed in the last election. So the people of Shasta County now have a choice. I am the non-establishment candidate. There are other non-establishment candidates running. And I think that's very important. You know, if the people of Shasta County agree with the politics of the current district attorney's office and what they're doing, then so be it. But if they want to change, and I know many people in this community do want to change, then they now have an option. And one of those things that I would like to change that really concerns me are the stories that I'm hearing from the public. Like I said, you can't get the data. And we've been issuing Freedom of Information Act requests, and we're getting stonewalled in many respects by the district attorney's office. But what I am hearing, because this is what we have to resort to, are these anecdotal accounts of people in the community who are being prosecuted for gun and ammunition-related offenses that had nothing to do with the reason for which law enforcement was originally called into the incident or scene. For instance, a situation where a person is defending themselves against an aggressive family member, maybe an elderly person who has a son who has a drug or alcohol issue or maybe a mental health problem, and they feel the need to brandish a firearm to protect themselves without discharging it, and they are finding themselves in the defendant's seat against charges that had nothing to do with the actual incident. So,
wait a minute. So you're saying a person that defended themselves in their own home by pulling a firearm out, and it's their home, was arrested and before that?
I'm hearing cases of people being charged.
Well, I would like to hear about that because, I'd like to get some specifics on that. Because
so would I.
And I'll tell you why. I teach this stuff, police are on, there's so much about people being able to defend themselves. I would just like to hear a specific on that one, that somebody was defending himself in their own home and they got arrested for brandishing a firearm. And, because anecdotal comments are just that. Oh, I heard this. I heard that. And, you know, the thing is that is so egregious that something like this would happen. I need to look at that.
Well, Carl, it's not just one person telling me this. I'm having multiple people come to me at different events.
And I understand. I am not saying that it's not true. I just have not heard of that. And it just seems to me in a firearm supporting community like we have here, if things like that were going on, I would just love to hear that so I could talk about that on the air.
Well, I think it's hugely important. I mean, this is why understanding the true mores and values of your elected officials is so important. You know, the current district attorney says that she's pro-2A, okay? So does Joe Biden, all right? So you have to define what you mean by that. Now, I can tell you what I mean by that.
Okay, well, look, we're going to hit that as soon as we get back. We're way over our break time here. So when we come back, we're going to talk about what you mean by being pro-Second Amendment. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. It's a stopping shop for Trish and Linda.
It's like a candy store.
Yeah, and they're really good people in there. They've got the only watch repairman in all of Northern California sitting right there to repair your watches. Go in and get your batteries changed immediately. They've got every type of jewelry that you can imagine at very fair prices. And did I say Rebecca and Henry are really good people? Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Mother's Day is coming up, and always remember ladies cannot have too many diamonds or too many guns.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack, but that was all.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. All the candidates, all the issues, everything that's happening in town. We're kind of like a newspaper of the air, except better.
Absolutely. And I just really want to point out that this whole thing with the candidates and getting all the candidates on, really, people need to be listening to this show every morning, because you're going to get a chance to hear from every one of the candidates for every office that's up in Shasta County. Important time spent.
LaMoffa's on. We're going to have, in fact, I owe phone calls to LaMoffa's opponents to get her on.
Both sides of every story.
And as you know, we don't endorse. So I feel like I can't endorse. Because then it's not fair. To me, it's not fair. Local elections, I don't endorse people. I let people make up their own minds here. We're here, in fact, with Eric Jensen, who is running for Shasta County District Attorney. He has said in the first segment about more transparency, about what is the district attorney, what are their stats, what are they prosecuting, what are they investigating?
And we deserve to know.
Okay. So, what other concerns do you have?
Well,
that,
I want to go back.
You would like to
change?
Yeah,
let's go back to my position on firearms.
Oh, the Second Amendment. That's right. Okay.
I think it's absolutely critical. I was raised in a family. My dad, we had guns all over the place, but my dad was not a gun enthusiast. I mean, he appreciated it as a tool, much like you would have a stapler in the house. And I have the same perspective. You know, guns don't kill people. People kill people. And I believe that the Second Amendment is imperative, not just for hunting, recreation, self-defense, but perhaps the most important is against, ultimately, a tyranny perpetrated against the citizenry by the government. And I don't think it should be infringed. We need to protect that, and we need to make sure that the people in the community feel safe to exercise that constitutional right. And, you know, what I am hearing from members of the community, particularly people in rural parts of this county, who do not have easy access to a sheriff or a CHP officer, that they are feeling conflicted. They don't know whether to take action. They're concerned that if they do take action, they may find themselves on the wrong side of the table in a courtroom somewhere. And that's concerning to me. I don't want people to feel that way. I believe the community should be empowered to protect themselves. And that would be a very critical role, in my opinion, of a district attorney's office, is educating the public on how they can do that safely without running afoul of the law. And I would like to see these communities empowered to protect themselves. We've seen this. In the last 2 years, there have been moments of crisis where we have seen the limits of law enforcement to protect people. And I am convinced there is something probably on the horizon in the next year or 2 years, maybe sooner than that. I don't know whether it's going to be a financial crisis. I don't know whether it's going to be some sort of civil unrest. Could be a world war. We don't know what the next crisis will be. But when that happens, it's not going to be law enforcement that saves us. It's going to be the community. So that's my opinion. That's where I stand on these issues. And look, as far as what I would change in the office, aside from the transparency issue, and I think that's critical, by the way, because if you don't have transparency, then there cannot be any accountability. All right? So if I don't have to produce metrics to my clients and I just tell them I did a good job, there's no accountability for my actions as an employee. So we need to make sure that there's the transparency there so that there can be accountability. And if there is no accountability, that opens the door for issues with integrity. And I'm hearing that from the public in respect to the district attorney's office as well. There are Brady violations that are occurring with concerning frequency by our district attorney's office. And what a Brady violation is...
Yeah, I need that one because I was thinking of the Brady gun thing. Yeah, no, so it's not that.
So a Brady violation is essentially, it's at its fundamental core, it's a violation of a defendant's constitutional rights. It's where a prosecutor withholds evidence to the defense attorney. And when that occurs, you could result in a mistrial, could result in some sort of retrial or dismissal of charges. But what is so unfortunate about that is that it's trampling on the rights of the citizenry. It's almost a ends-oriented jurisprudence scenario where you have a prosecutor deciding that they want so badly to prosecute somebody that they're willing to cut corners, willing to almost, if you will, cheat to win. And I don't find that acceptable. All of our rights, whether you're in a defendant's chair or not, should be protected. I think people, this is a conservative show, and I think people on the right side of the political spectrum have appreciated in the last 2 years that it's not a foregone conclusion that we won't find ourselves sitting in a jail cell for just being who we are. I mean, the right has been labeled terroristic by the current administration in Washington, D.C. So it is imperative that we protect rights of free speech, that we protect rights to petition the government. And, look, I've heard stories of, and I'm sure you have by now as well, of the district attorney's office sending investigators to the homes of people who are engaged in the local political process, the homes of mothers who have chosen to dedicate time out of their busy schedules to effectuate change in local government, organizing a recall, etc. I don't know why they're spending the valuable taxpayer resources on those sorts of things. I we have so many problems in this community. We have so much crime. We have the homeless encampments. And I heard you when I walked in saying that there was not much we could do about that, but I disagree. I think there really is a lot that we can do about the homeless encampments.
Let's talk about that when we get back, because I'm going to get us back on schedule here. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You're talking about, I've had enough of taking care of the house. I want to spend my time traveling and doing other things, and I want to be able to have the freedom to do that. Well, that's what River Commons gives you. It's not an assisted living facility. It's for active seniors. Beautiful accommodations there. Gourmet chef, activities if you choose to participate, transportation if you choose to participate in that, but you don't have to. It's just a great place to live. People have a good time. It's Northern California's premier retirement community. For more information, give Brian a call at 238-5981. Get a tour. Have lunch there. You might find out that this is in your future. River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back with Eric Jensen, candidate for Shasta County District Attorney.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House. Pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, if you'll know, you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. and all week you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Lark and Carl Bott. Today is Thursday. Tomorrow we have Attorney Patrick Gorman joining us, and the Reading Fashion Alliance is coming on at 7:30. And so for Friday's show, and of course Haven Humane, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Just got my haircut yesterday, ran down there, Logan trimmed my hair. This is a great place to get a haircut. The only place I've gotten my haircut since I moved to Reading, and trust me, if it wasn't a great place, I wouldn't be staying. It's a veteran-owned business. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only, 244-9478, and it's man's last stronghold. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We're here with Eric Jensen, who is running for Shasta County District Attorney, and he's got a solution for homelessness, or at least an idea on homelessness here in Shasta County.
Yeah, well, I think the first thing is that you cannot make this county a sanctuary, or for that matter, comfortable for bad people. And I think that we've been doing that simply by lack of effort. We need, you know, my dad would always tell me that the solution to a bad neighbor was to make it uncomfortable for them to be bad. So that meant to him, in a very local level, that you called the sheriff on somebody every single time they did something wrong, whatever it was. And so eventually that bad person in the neighborhood would want to leave. That's the kind of approach that we need to take to some members of the local homeless community. Now, of course, not every homeless person falls within a category. I mean, there's different reasons they're there, obviously. There are some people who are suffering from mental illness. There are people who are addicted to drugs. There are fugitives. And actually, in the case of the local stabbing that we had just a few days ago, that was tragic. This is a guy who had two strikes on him. All right, he was known to be living in a homeless encampment. You could see that from the local reporting. The police knew this guy. All right, and he had been in contact with our district attorney's office within the past year. He had a resisting arrest charge. Okay. It was charged as a misdemeanor, not a felony, so he was able to get out. So these are the things that we need to be monitoring this segment of our population, not only for their own good, but for the good of the public. You know, it requires a multi-agency approach where you go in and you repeatedly do sweeps with Health and Human Services. You have all sorts of volunteer agencies in this community who are eager to help those who are in true need. And you have law enforcement, and you find who are the fugitives, who are the people who are going to be the future problems of our community, and who are the people in need, and you get it all sorted out. And you repeatedly do this so that people who are doing bad things are not going to want to stay. They're going to say, Redding is an uncomfortable place. Shasta County is not a fun place to be because they come through and they take our stuff, and they talk to us, they communicate with us, it's not comfortable.
Eric, if I might, I would point out that we have a perfect example right here in Shasta County. It's exactly what you're saying, and that it in fact works, because the present sheriff Mike Johnson, when he was police chief in the city of Anderson, did exactly what you're saying.
And I heard good things about that approach.
And he repeatedly made it uncomfortable. He had deals with all the private property owners where our officers could go on, they could hassle them, they could move them on. We don't have the problems in the city of Anderson that they have in the rest of the county because of the implementation of exactly what you're talking about by Mike Johnson when he was the police chief down there.
Yep. It takes elbow grease and persistence.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't, you know, sadly what happens, I think, in local government is that you see a push, and you can see this in just about every district office, every department office here in the county. There is a mysterious six-month push right before an election to do a whole host of things. You have jail propositions being made. Probably we'll have a marijuana bust. We haven't had one in the longest time. I think I've heard of one in the last 5 years. We'll probably get one of those in the next 2 months. It's a push, and then all of a sudden these people who have been hiding are going out in the community and acting involved. I mean, you could look at the district attorney's Facebook page, and there was virtually no activity from 2018 until 6 months ago. And now there's all sorts of activity. You know, people in these places of importance need to be communicating and engaging with the public on a regular basis. And that's one of the key roles of district attorney. You know, the perception that the public has sometimes of somebody like Perry Mason going into the courtroom every day, personally trying cases and locking murderers and rapists in jail is not really what the district attorney does. Their responsibility is to ensure that the public is safe, and that's through education. It's to also provide assistance and services to the victims. I mean, there's so many victims I have come across of crimes who don't know what's going on with their case. I've talked to some people in the MacArthur area at an event that I went to just a couple weeks ago, and they were telling me that there are crimes that they don't even bother reporting because they know nothing will be done. And that is a sad state of affairs, and I intend to change that. Like I said, one of the things I really would like to do is to make a circuit for all of these rural areas outside of Redding where they feel disconnected from local government and communicate with them directly so they know who their district attorney is and they know what's going on. They deserve that. They're taxpayers just like the rest of us.
There's been veterans courts. Are you familiar with that at all, where they take veterans who have gotten into trouble? And there's literally there's a veteran on there with them. You know, sometimes they're homeless, sometimes there's other things that have happened. Some veterans suffer from PTSD, and they
sure.
fix that by self-medicating and all this. I'm not talking felonies here. I'm talking, again, we go into the misdemeanor thing. Would you be willing to take a look at that I'm not sure we have that going right now. I have not heard of it. But something that you know, that veterans would go to court and seek the help that they need, and then it be expunged from their record.
The situation with veterans is just tragic. I mean, lives ruined by patriotic men and women whose lives have been destroyed by post-traumatic stress syndrome, et cetera. I have a tremendous amount of sympathy for those who have endured such hardship, and I think that it would be appropriate. They paid a special price and service to our country, and I believe that we owe that in return something. So I would definitely look into that.
Okay. We're here with Eric Jensen, who is candidate for Shasta County DA. We're going to take a quick break.
I would remind you that if you have questions that you'd like to ask this candidate, please give us a call at 605-4567. Now's your opportunity. Give us a call. You can ask your questions directly to the candidate.
And this won't be the only time that Eric's on. Well, before the June election, he's going to be back at least once. Hey, I want to remind everybody that Saturday, April 23rd, is the Safari Club International's Reading Regional Chapter's 28th Annual Banquet. Now, I'll just tell you, I'm emceeing down there. I have a great time. You can buy a table, or you can just buy individual tickets. But they have games, auctions, and drawings. And these drawings include guns, hunts, hunting and outdoor gear, artwork, special items for the ladies. And these guns that they auction off here, or raffle off, I should say, these are top-of-the-line firearms. These aren't ones that they couldn't sell, and they just, you know, they put them in there. No, these are firearms like Tikas and Kimbers and Smith & Wesson's Rugers, the Winchester XPR Black and 7mm. Plus, you have a chance to win the Reading Regional Chapter Rifle, a Kimber Mount Ascent 8400 and 300 Winchester Magnum. All of these things are there. You're going to have a great time. For more information, go to scireading.org. Or for my friends who don't use the computer that much, give Larry a call at 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Or you can come in here to our offices at 1326 Market Street and pick up a flyer that tells you everything on this. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Get your motors running and cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino Sunday, April 24th for our annual Show and Shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Space is limited, so get here early. Show your classic car and enjoy a hot dog meal, $10 free slot play, and a t-shirt. Additional hot dog meals available for $5. Favorite car wins $50 free slot play and a hotel stay. Bring the whole family and find your moment at the river.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Finally, SpringFest is back. ION, Impact on Networking, in collaboration with Viva Downtown and Cool April Nights, is bringing you the 5th annual SpringFest Car and Bike Show to kick off this year's long-awaited Cool April Nights. This exciting event will be held on Friday, April 22nd from 3 to 7 p.m. in the heart of downtown Reading. Viva Downtown will be closing down Market Street to make way for cars and bikes and a variety of food and drinks, music by renowned local band Bartosh, awesome raffle prizes including the amazing High Roller Raffles with items valued up to $4,000. This event is sponsored by Members First Credit Union, Strong Automotive, and J&K Muffler. Registration is $20 per car or bike, and all proceeds benefit Pathways to Hope for Children, a nonprofit organization that serves as an umbrella for a wide range of programs and projects providing community outreach, youth development, family support, child abuse prevention, education and awareness activities in Shasta County. Come join us for an enjoyable evening for your whole family to kick off Cool April Nights in support of very worthy cause, Pathways to Hope for Our Children programs.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. I want to remind everybody that if you've had land or landscaping that experienced burn-related trauma due to any wildfires in the past few years, the Shasta Master Gardeners out at Shasta College are offering free plants to help with replanting. The plant giveaway is Saturday, April 23rd from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm behind Building 4500 in the nursery area. We're with Eric Jensen, who is a Shasta County District Attorney candidate, running against the incumbent, and let's go to the phones. Nick.
Hey, good morning. I just got in from work and just got on, so I hope you haven't talked about this. Eric, I'm frustrated with the judicial part of our county trying to be into the social services, and I believe that the sheriff and the district attorney's office should concentrate on criminal prosecution and criminal sentences, and the rehab part should be in the social services. And I was going to vote for Mike Johnson until he came up with that wheel where they're all combined, because that hasn't worked for 10 years. How do you feel about that? Do you feel that it's the district attorney's position to have suggested sentence of rehab instead of incarceration?
Well, I think, first of all, that's a great question and a concern that I think a lot of people have. But the fact of the matter is that you have to have a holistic approach to reducing crime. The district attorney's role is to make the community more safe. And there are limited resources, and you have to exercise prosecutorial discretion on what it is that you're going to go after, who you're going to charge, and who you're not going to charge. We don't have the facilities presently to house or incarcerate all of the criminal offenders. So you do have to make decisions. And that's why the values of the person that are occupying that office are so important. You have to make a decision, for instance, whether you're going to prosecute somebody with a felony offense over a spilled glass of water, as our district attorney did, or not prosecute somebody who threatened somebody with a gun. And you have to make those types of decisions. And we have all sorts of decisions like that in our community to make. We have people who, like I said, are suffering from drug and alcohol addiction or homeless because of mental illness. And you have to decide, is this going to be better to be diverted, or is this something that we're going to prosecute? You know, one of the things that could be subject of a diversion program, some other communities have already done this, are the gun and ammunition-related offenses. So the district attorney has the discretion on how to allocate those resources and has to make decisions. What's going to make the community more safe? I would be inclined to put more emphasis, more of the resources on prosecuting those crimes that make our community less safe, the violent offenders, the people like the guy who stabbed that innocent gentleman at Taco Bell a few days ago. This guy was clearly a danger to society. He should have been prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Can I interrupt you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I've got other people on the line here. So
what's the sense of prosecuting you, him, if you don't have jail space?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
There's no jail space.
Yeah. Okay. If the charge is a felony, they can be held. I mean, he's being held right now because of the seriousness of the offense.
Okay.
Let's go to Kevin.
Kevin, good morning. You're on.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Fine. You have a question?
I do. So I understand, you know, that every time somebody is arrested that we can't keep them in the jail system. You know, Chief Shuler was on yesterday, and you guys talked about rearresting so many people so often, but the state itself has made it hard for criminals to be, you know, to keep them in jail.
Yeah.
So with the district attorney, you know, is in charge of keeping public safety. So in that way, if the state is making dumb decisions with laws and making it easier for criminals to be out, can you supersede that and keep our community safer with tighter restrictions on laws, so to speak?
Okay. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, good question. No. But you can be creative with the laws that are already in place. And I think this is one of the big differences that I would point out between myself and the current district attorney, is that I don't think that legislation or hope in future legislation is a solution. We haven't had any good legislation come out of Sacramento as, you know, in the last 10, 15 years. We're not going to get any good legislation coming out of this current administration in Washington, D.C. either. So we as a community have to have creative solutions to these problems that affect us. We can't be waiting for some sort of savior. We can't pass the buck. And I do think that there are solutions to it. But again, they have to be creative. You got to think outside of the box. And I think making bad guys, criminals, uncomfortable is the first step in that course of action. You can't let them feel like they have a sanctuary in this county. It's like, this cannot be an easy place for them to be. So if they're constantly being processed through the court system aggressively, if we're aggressively prosecuting the people who are repeat offenders, they're not going to want to stay here. This is going to be an uncomfortable place. They'll find another county to go to, and I think that's the goal. And you know, one of the things that we're going to talk about.
We got like 2 minutes left.
Oh, yeah, hit
okay.
the statistics.
You'll
yeah.
be back, but hit the statistics.
Right. The one of the big things that needs to be changed is the success rate of the current district attorney's office in prosecution. In the state of California, you have like an 83% conviction rate on felonies at trial. This county has, on the highest charges, the highest offenses charged, has a success rate at trial of about 23%. That's the number that we're hearing. It's being circulated around the local legal community. That's unacceptable. And there's only two reasons that can occur. Either they're overcharging defendants and using those high charges as leverage, or there's an issue with competence. I think it's the former. I think that they're leveraging prosecutions, but we need to get to the bottom of it, and we need to have that stop, because that does not bode well for any member of this community.
Okay. Now, Eric, how do people get a hold of you, to your committee, your election committee, and all that?
All right. My go to my website. That's probably the easiest way. Then you can get directed to various things from there. The website is Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, 4DA.com. That's Jensen, 4DA.com. I also have a fundraiser coming up that I wanted to note. It's on April 30th, and I would love
April
to have you.
April 30th at?
It's in Palisadro, the Veterans Hall out there, and there's information.
Okay. I think it's the Grange Hall or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Eric Jensen, thanks.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's not going to be the last time, Eric. We want to have everybody come on so people can ask questions like we had here. And for people to get to know you and what you hope to accomplish if you get elected. So.
It's important that you all figure out which district you live in. Get involved in this process. It's an opportunity to be part of your government. Make the difference you want to. Educate yourself.
Okay. Everybody have a great day. It's remember that tomorrow we have Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, Haven Humane, and the Reading Fashion Alliance coming on. And have a great day.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.